in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely. And oh, so effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. Good to see you again this morning. Well, today's story is titled The Glass Half Full.
The glass half full.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, noted psychologist Dr. Elwood P. Harnischfeger had two young boys. And while they were the lights of his life, he couldn't get over the irony that one boy was an optimist and the other, well, he was a pessimist. It was almost as though he was being punished for some youthful indiscretion of some sort. Well, being the consummate scientist that he was, this last Christmas he decided to perform a little at-home experiment. Just to see what would happen, Doc Harnischfeger got up in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve and loaded the pessimist's room with toys and video games. I mean, you couldn't swing a cat in that room for all the toys. In the optimist's room, he dumped a pile of horse droppings. Oh no, a lot more than that. Yeah, there you go. Well, first thing on Christmas morning, Dr. Dad looked in on the pessimist's room and found the kid sitting in the middle of the floor, surrounded by tons of toys and games, and there he was, crying. Yeah, so Dr. Dad asked him,
"What's the matter, son?"
"I have a ton of game manuals to read, I need batteries, and my toys will eventually get broken."
Well, the compassionate dad muttered,
"Deal with it,"
and closed the door. Next, he stopped in the optimist's room. Only this kid was celebrating by boogieing around the room, playing a little air guitar, obviously having a great time. Dr. Dad says,
"Whoa, you're all excited about something. What's up?"
The kid looks at Dad and says,
"With all this all over the floor, there's gotta be a pony around here somewhere."
Oh!